like let it just go sort of out of balance and then just leave it like that.
Our salmon numbers right now, there's I'm watching it quite closely. There's news stories like, you know, the salmons are endangered in some of the runs, some of the stocks. But on the other hand, down on the South Island, they're catching large numbers of large Chinook this year.
Right.
Or spring.
Yeah.
And so what's with that? And yet we got this problem on the Fraser River where there was that dam.
There was a rock slide. Yeah.
So. And apparently because the water levels are gone down, the fish are now getting by better. But, you know, we've got beautiful natural resources, but I think a lot of them are being mismanaged. And, you know, politicians get in there and they say, oh, I couldn't advocate for a seal call. I'd lose a whole bunch of vote for young women or, you know, other people.
Well, nature can be snowflakes. Harsh, but, I mean, still, it's done. We would have to be, these things would be, try to be done as humanely as possible. And as, but, if things get, like Australia is a good example because I spent some time there. You see all of the problems they have with unintended consequences from introducing species that are not indigenous to the to, so they disrupt things, so they have to go in and
now, balance. There's also a story in the news about there's a shortage of caribou. They're being overpredated by wolves. So the government, I'm not sure if it's the province or the feds, maybe both, but they've now authorized a cull of wolves.
Wolves, right, yeah.
Because the wolf population has exploded, and they're wiping out the caribou.
Yeah, so these are things that, as you know, we end up in this position that humanity has to be the stewards of the environment, and often there has to be these sort of decisions made.
Yeah. So One of the reasons the caribou are getting knocked off so much is that the oil and gas exploration roads, you know, like you got a well site way in Helgon up in the northern BC forest, they run a road to it.
Right.
And so all of the animals, the caribou and especially the packs of wolves, instead of having to struggle through long grass and brush and trees,
they can do
20 miles in a day, no problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, like human impacts on the environment are something that need to be managed.
Yes, and, that's right. We do impact environment, and so we do need to be responsible as well
for trying
to fix things. But often we do things that maybe don't always end up with the right results. So you need to keep on tweaking it.
If there was a miracle and the PPC got into government, what ministry would you like?
Well, I'd probably
have you thought about it?
Well, yeah, I would probably be best suited for being finance. but I don't know. There's other people probably more qualified than me. But I mean, I've spent my life managing money.
Yeah.
And so that's how, so I would be somebody that, and I have my own ideas. I think a lot of things the government does is really a smart way of handling money. But I think that would be a good one for that. Yeah.
How much do you know about the forest industry?
A bit. I have friends and colleagues that have worked, that their careers are in forestry.
Yeah.
But I myself have never worked personally in forestry.
Yeah.
But I know that's.
It's big.
I think
big
it's really devastated right now.
Yeah,
it's the price of lumber is very low. It's a good time to build a house. The price is half of what it was a year ago for lumber.
I've heard that it's still the cost of building a house now is so high that commercial builders just aren't building.
Well, that's the thing is that's probably more labor and land and so on. I mean, the price of lumber is a factor, but not
it's not the only one.
I think. The labor and everything else is
and,
much larger.
There's probably regulations now. You got to buy double glazed windows, or
There's a lot of. I think things are getting. There's a big regulation, but it's usually for a good reason. But it's making a home very expensive. I think the land is actually the most expensive thing that's gone up. And that's what makes a house unaffordable now for like what you can earn at a job in Campbell River.
Yeah,
so you want to go and turn on and buy a house for $750,000 or something is or more. It's not really viable.
Yeah.
So,
okay, this is we've been going now for, I don't know, coming up to 2 hours.
Well, 2 hours, okay. There's a couple of policies I could talk about.
Well, I was going to say, are there some things I didn't ask that you would like to mention? Well,
probably of interest to our to this riding would be the platform of firearms.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I personally don't have any firearms. I'm not licensed to have a firearm. I don't really like to have guns around me. I do know people that do, and I grew up spending time on farms. Firearms were basically tools. Like when you farm, you need to have a firearm.
Yeah.
And then of course there's the sports hunting and so on. That's
the story in Saskatchewan where the farmers need guns to defend themselves from their neighbors.
Well,
that's a different issue.
I don't think that. I think you know, the thing about the country people, even around here, is people they look out for each other. It's very rare that someone gets shocked by a legal gun owner. The chances of you being shot by somebody that legally has a gun or rifle,
a responsible
person, it's not going to happen. It never happens.
Yeah.
And even hunting accidents are extremely rare.
Yeah.
So the most it's the crime side that is the problem. But you can't legislate for that. Like those people will get their guns and they're legal and so on.
So PPC policy?
Our policy, because right now I think there's a lot of frustration with our Firearms Act. And we wanted to basically rescind that and to create a new one. And this time, run a lot more differently, and it would of course save some money here because the history of how firearms would be regulated in Canada is not a good one. There's been billions of dollars for the registry system that was actually shut down and that was all wasted. So we proposed that. That things like how the firearm categories are determined, instead of based on looks or some arbitrary kind of political whim, it would be actually based on a well-established criteria, and that we would prevent this legal target shooters from being unfairly targeted. Yeah. So that, and that we recognize the right for people to own firearms.
Actually, there's a very active rod and gun club just north of here.
Right. Oh, it's there. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I think I've driven by.
That'd be a good place for you to go.
Yeah, I could actually drop by there. So we want to actually have a new licensing system in place, and then the thing is that what happens is the rules change. You could be doing everything right, and then all of a sudden you could be charged criminally for having a legal firearm, even though you haven't done anything. If you fail to get your paperwork up to date or be aware of changes. So this has caught some people that are trying to do the right thing are now being prosecuted. And so we don't want that to happen. We want it to be, again, more a common sense approach.
Huh.
So there's, I think they've consulted with firearms owners and so on for how this would be revised. So the details are, it's all in the details, but basically it would be less restrictive, and it would be well defined and not changed, so that like it's very clear what kind of a firearm you can have and what you can do with it.
Yeah.
So at the same time, you know, the public has to be protected, and you have to lock it up properly and so on.
Okay, and the other one?
The other thing that policy is internal trade, which is something that I think other governments have tried to deal with, but the problem is this is why it's a lot easier in Canada to buy products internationally and bring them in than it is to bring products from another province.
Yeah.
And so you can see that the Bats Brewery, how they had a brewery in every province because they couldn't ship beer across the board, provincial lines. Yeah, you could buy beer from Europe and everywhere else, you know. And so we wanted to actually create address this with legislation that would allow internal trade within, in fact, make it preferential so that trade between provinces is encouraged, and this would actually help our economy as well. Things like the nurses, accountants, or engineers, mm-hmm. they all have to get certified in one province. The idea that you can, if you're an engineer or an accountant in one province, you could go to another province and your credentials are recognized. You don't have to re-qualify. So people can move around. And freedom of movement. At the same time, trade would be encouraged. So create to really make it so that the economy can flourish, so it flows back and forth. And that's one of our policies. Yeah. There's a few others, but well.
So you met Maxime back in Bernier in
Gatineau.
In Gatineau. Do you think he would be a prime minister?
I think he's a great guy. I think he's a wonderful person. Like he's a humble guy. He's well educated. I know his biggest probably fault is that he has a French accent. But I think he is down to earth, and I respect him very much. I think he would make a great prime minister. He's a straight shooter. He tells you as it is, and his values about having freedom. Like so, within the party, not everybody agrees with everything, but we're able to discuss things and have free votes on things. Which is not allowed in other parties. You have to toe the line. That,
yeah.
So this is something that freedom of expression is encouraged. Like we talk about it for the public, but it exists for the people in the party as well.
Yeah, so, I heard an item before I came on air that there was, I think it might have been the NDP, but somebody might have been a Tory, but they posted something sideways on Facebook 11 years ago,
right?
And yeah. As a result, they're now disqualified. The party disqualified them from being a candidate.
Right.
And a comment, just a comment. And then so long ago.
Yeah,
it's too much.
The thing is, in this world of political correctness, I mean, I know that, I think Max talked about that racists are not welcome in the party.
Right.
Okay. So I haven't met anybody. I'm not a racist, or I believe in equality for race and so on.
Yeah.
And we don't discriminate against religion. Like there's discussion about Muslims and so on. I think Muslims are wonderful people. As anybody else is, and they should be encouraged to practice what they believe in up to a point. Then there's
I'm biting my tongue.
Well, then there's politics, okay, like political Islam and so on.
I've got a problem with the mullahs in Iran because they won't keep their religion at home.
Well, if the idea of to change our legal system to like a Sharia law, like we don't support that. That's if you want to come here to Canada and then change our system, that's not encouraged. That's discouraged.
Yeah.
And so the party doesn't support that, of course. But
Well, that's good.
So, but we believe in freedom of expression. Self-determination and responsibility for yourself.
Awesome. So is there something I didn't ask that you want to add?
No, that's probably.
That's a good spot to end because it is a Christian radio station.
Right.
Just spent 2 hours of talking heads.
Politics. There you go. Yeah, you should listen to some nice music here. It's Friday night. Let's relax a little bit.
All right. Sure. Well, you're welcome to stay.
Okay.
But if you'd like to move on.
I think I'll probably head out.
Well, put it on 88.7.
I will. Thanks for having me, John. It's
Brian,
been a pleasure.
Thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank you very much.
I suspect we'll probably have you again closer to voting day.
That sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Okay,
bye-bye. So, yes, this is Spirit FM. This is John Twigg doing my regular Friday night thing. I just had a two-hour talk with Brian Rundle, the People's Party of Canada candidate for North Island Powell River. And if you need his website or some other, details or background or whatever, send me an email, john@johntwigg.com. I'll be happy to reply back. But if you want to check his website, which frankly needs improvement, www.rundle2019ppc.ca. But they've done amazingly well for a new underfunded party. I'm just blown away at the platform. They've got a really good platform. They've got a good vibe. And I'm surprised at how many good candidates they've lined up. And here in North Island, we have one. He might not be the only good candidate here, but he's one of them. Okay. So, let's see if that Collective Soul has another song on here that I can play with. Under Heaven's Skies. Well, Satellite. Satellite was a huge hit. Collective Soul on Spirit FM.
Soon a man will kneel to pray. Soon the light will burn the shade. And with the sweet, the bitter face. So take my heart and take your place. Cause I will be your voice, and I will be your right, and I will watch over you like a satellite. Soon reason will have right, soon wisdom will have right. And with courage doubts subside, so take my heart and take my pride. I will be your voice, and I will be your right, and I will watch over you like a satellite. And I will be your soul, and I will be your might, and I will watch over you like a satellite. Unknown, I'll guide you through by the love I'll show, and the skies will wish upon the night that they could have the guiding satellite.
Collective Soul on Spirit FM. This is John Twigg, live until 10, maybe 11 tonight, especially after I just spent 2 hours interviewing Brian Rundle, the North Island Powell River candidate in the upcoming federal election. Quite impressed. A CMA, not many people may know that, and they've all since merged now into CPA in Canada, but a Certified Management Accountant is, like they can do a financial accounting as well, but it's also like they know business systems and, you know, ratios of receivables and payables and stuff like that. I'm not one, but I did write for an accounting magazine for many years. And that's the joke about the Chartified, because I was writing for this bottom line accounting magazine when the CAs, CGAs, and CMAs merged, and they were having trouble about, you know, well, what are we going to call ourselves? So I sarcastically, perhaps, suggested Chartified, but they didn't do that. Anyway, so much going on in. I don't know. I wouldn't say I wasted 2 hours talking to one guy. because it was I was very pleasantly surprised. Mr. Rundle is very well informed. And he's also got his head screwed on with common sense logic. And, yeah, I've been in a lot of politics in my 70 years, and so I've seen them all. And to get somebody who is obviously intelligent, obviously well-educated, and also has a humble personality, my, that's pretty good. Now, in politics, you need some extrovert, you know, like they need enough aggression to go and, you know, fight with bureaucrats or debate in the House over sticking points of issues and such like that. So, yeah, who you choose to be your member of parliament is an important thing. We mentioned in there about the elected representative, both federally and provincially, is supposed to advocate for the constituents, you know. And, like, so the city needs some funding to upgrade its water supply. It happens that Campbell River is not one of those, but there's lots of communities in the range of this radio station that do have water issues. And, yeah, if you got a member of parliament who knows how the grant system works for new water systems, you got a leg up. So you're going to vote for somebody because they say the right things on the hot issues of the day, like climate. They tell you what you want to hear on climate, even though they are ill-informed, and you might be too. Well, it's a democracy, so you can do that. But if you're a responsible citizen, you want to vote for the best person possible. And, of course, that also extrapolates up to, you know, well, which party should have the most members? Which party should govern? Which person should be premier? And who will they put in their cabinet? How will they structure the cabinet? What will the priorities be? Those are all the questions that are up in the air this week and this month and most of next month. October 21 is voting day. And regular listeners will know that that's also the biblical holy day called the Last Great Day. And John 7:47, I think, is one of the scriptures. And then, of course, the Old Testament holy days are... Just pulling out a little booklet that I happen to have on that I brought today for this very reason. It's actually an old Herbert W. Armstrong booklet that I have. Copyright 1976 is this version. Pagan holidays are God's holy days, which? And, of course, the mainstream churches in town are probably not fans of this. But I live by it. And I keep the Old Testament holy days. Perhaps not as well as I should, but... just turning the page so I can find, you know, there's unleavened bread, and the original Sabbath, that's a real story too, how that got changed. Pentecost, the meaning of Pentecost, Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and... turning the page. Feast of Tabernacles and the Last Great Day. And you shall do no servile work thereon. That means police can work. But, I'm just trying to find a scripture that I can refer you to. Leviticus 23, that's the one where the Old Testament holy days are listed. And it is mentioned in the New Testament. Jesus kept the Old Testament holy days. Anyway, so we have the fall, autumn, if you prefer, season holy days coming up in the end half of the federal election campaign that was just called this week. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but it is. And that's something that people need to know. Now, earlier I was going to play Right Here, Right Now by Jesus Jones, but I had the wrong CD in. But I now have it in the playlist. Watching the World Wake Up from History on Spirit FM. Watching the World Wake Up from History. Well, there's a lot of Bible prophecy that suggests that's exactly what happens. People will know the signs of the times. And that's kind of one of the things this show specializes in, because World News is offering ample examples of that, and we'll get into some of that. I'm here at least until 10, may go till 11. If you got some feedback, my email, john@johntwig.com, is the best way to do it. In theory, I could answer the phone. In practice, I kind of got my hands full just trying to keep the music going. And I want to take this opportunity to say Shabbat Shalom. In other words, that's Hebrew for Happy Sabbath, or thank you for the Sabbath. But yeah, Friday sundown to Saturday sundown is the original Sabbath, the one that Jesus observed. And the Old Testament holy days, we've got a whole bunch of the Latter-day holy days are coming up in a few weeks. ironically, in the final days of the federal election. I don't know how that's going to play out. But, yeah, we're...